Number six. This is a classic. Any word that begins with S isn't pronounced with a vowel sound E. So we don't say, I speak Spanish. We say, I speak Spanish. Number seven. The ng caused a few problems for Anna. Maybe it was the influence of her American guru, but I wouldn't cut off the ng so it sounds like n. It sounds lazy, and I certainly wouldn't do it in a formal speech. Here are some examples. Charming, inviting, amazing, feeling, working, relaxing, welcoming. Number eight. This wasn't a bad attempt at a tricky word. Practice the sounds r, l, d separately, and then try putting them together. So we have earled, world. Compare word and world. Try saying the whole world and all over the world. Number nine, another classic. Don't pronounce H like the Spanish ch. It's a soft h sound. Practice. Hard. Heart. Hello. Hi. Hotel. Handsome. So try to avoid ch. Number 10. This sounded more like fan. Compare fun and fan. Number 11. At first I thought she might be trying to say quiet, but then I realised that she might have attempted quaint. It's a word that American tourists would use to describe a beautiful old place. So again, I suppose it was her guru's choice of word. Quaint.